I am Lee. And Ahmed is one of my best friends. Ahmed. Yes, it wasn't so easy with him at the beginning. But he didn't have it so easy in his life either. I've known Ahmed for 2 years now. He was one of the newcomers who came to our class. Two who had to repeat a year and Ahmed. And I have to say, at the beginning we all didn't really know what to do with him, me neither. He is a Muslim and fled his homeland, as if that was all there was to say about Ahmed. But that's just how we thought back then. And in the breaks he always stood there all alone. Nobody talked to him. He hardly knew our language, so none of us tried to talk to him. And I wasn't courageous enough either, I didn't even try to start a conversation with him. It would have been much easier for all of us to make the first step than for him. He was all alone. Then one day, during the break, it happened. Martin from the class above us and his two friends, Jan and Leon, came down to us and made a stink. "You dirty foreigner," they said, "you have no business here. Get lost, you pig." And we just stood there, didn't say anything, we were paralyzed and just watched spellbound. Martin even became aggressive, grabbed Ahmed by the collar and wanted to punch him. But then, thank God, Friedinger, who was supervising the gang that day, came and the three boys quickly left. But after school the three of them caught him after all. They waited for him, took his school supplies, emptied his backpack on the pavement and threw it in the bin. They really beat him up, the poor guy. And nobody helped him. We were scared. Yes, really scared, because everyone was afraid of Martin. And when they finally stopped, we didn't really know what to do. Help him and risk getting into a fight with Martin and his mates. Nobody really dared to do that. So Ahmed was left all alone. Desperate. We sensed how exhausted he was, how much he was suppressing his tears. And the others just stood there and looked. And that's when I had enough. I got angry. "You can't put up with that," I thought to myself. "They can't do that to the poor guy." Then I went to a Hamd because I couldn't take it anymore. I started to pick up his things. And when I did that, I realized that I felt really strong and liberated. Then Joshua came and helped me to pick up all the things, too. And then Carla. And all of a sudden we were all with Ahmed and helped him. We suddenly realized that we belonged together and it felt right and strong. Suddenly we weren't afraid of Martin and his people anymore. We all suddenly realized that we were much, much more than just the three of them.